So you obviously have an eye for careers in nature. When did you first realize that you had a passion for science?
So I grew up in Wilmington, North Carolina, which is like on the coast. For our field trips, we would go to like the marsh and like the estuary and like aquariums, and like they'd give us little boots and we'd have a net and try to catch stuff. And I just remember being like, I'm gonna like catch a shark. They're gonna be blown away. Getting to see like the tide come in and go out, that stuff was really exciting for me. I think it just feels like you're connected to something bigger. The ocean has got its own mind. It just makes me feel connected.
You and Kathy run People Science. Over the summer, you had a lot of interviews and a lot of successful ones. How do you prepare for those interviews? And what would you say do you learn from other people from these interviews?
I prepare by, reading up on the person, seeing what their main interests are, just so I have some context before I start talking to them. I had like a broad set of questions that would kind of fit for anything. Something I learned was that even though people are interested in a lot of different things, I think a lot of our problems today boil down to like the same issues, because a lot of the people I interview had a lot of the same thoughts. How to make people of color feel more included, and everyone has something to offer that's unique.
Does like the stuff that you talk about, does it connect with like what you're studying in college?
I went into school thinking I was pre-med, and I might still be. I'm still figuring it out. I think I'm gonna let, like, I'm really interested in this, so I'm gonna try to let this, like, guide what I'm doing. But I can't say it was connected to a lot I did freshman year, but I wanted to be more connected when I go back.
So like what you're saying is like the stuff you did in freshman year, you didn't really know what you were doing, but now with all of the stuff you're doing now, do you think that you have more of an idea of what you're trying to study?
Yeah, freshman year I wanted to be like a sports medicine, like orthopedic doctor. And then I realized that people getting hurt like makes me queasy. So I had to rethink that.
Tell us more about your podcast and what you talk about on there.
Yeah, so it's called People Science. I interview different scientists and researchers, like regardless of discipline, of color, about, their thoughts on COVID and their experience with it, and then their thoughts on like the Black Lives Matter movement and what they think could happen to like push forward towards like racial justice.
Did you ever expect your work to get this far?
I didn't. I had never actually made a podcast like before this summer. So I had like no expectations. I was like, I'm just gonna try my best. But it's really cool. I got an Instagram DM the other day. Someone was like, yeah, I like listening to your People Science podcast. And I was like, oh my God, like it's official. I'm a celebrity now. So that was cool.
How does it feel to know that you're making a difference in?
I don't know. It doesn't feel real. I think that maybe like if I was like going out and about and like interviewing people, it would feel like bigger. But because it's just, you open up your computer and hit record and just upload stuff, it doesn't make sense to me that it's like impacting other people. But I mean, it's exciting to know that like people listen to it.
Is there a specific interview that you would, if somebody was like, oh, like maybe what was one of your best moments, this would be the interview that you go to because you've learned the most or you had the most connection with this person?
Well, one of the first thing that popped in my head was I was interviewing Dr. Christine Fulch. We were talking about like the Black Lives Matter movement, and like we were just talking about how it was global. In my mind, I feel like I just think of it as a United States issue, even though it's like definitely a worldwide thing. That, everyone, like a lot of people around the world were protesting for justice in the US, which I think is really inspiring, because it technically it's not impacting people the same way abroad that it is here. And so I just think it's really special that someone could see a situation kind of separate from them and still like empathize and like show their support. So I thought that was really cool.
like, since you interview, like, people of color, as someone who is African-American or Black, however you want to say it, I, like, whenever I see people that look like me that are in positions of power, I don't know, like, there's, like, a little bit of, like, a spark. So, like, when you were first interviewing people, did you have that type of feeling where it was, like, oh, they're in that position of power, maybe I can be like that one day?
I interviewed people of color, and so when it was, like, a non-Black person, I feel like I learned a little bit about their perspective more, but then when it was a Black person, I was excited the whole time, but it was like double exciting to see someone that looked like me, you know, talk about this stuff as like an expert, kind of like what you said. And also I felt like I related a little more because like a lot of them were Black women. And so just them talking about like their experience and their careers could kind of relate to some of their feelings, which was nice to hear, especially in a time like this.
Yeah, and being that like interviewing people of color can be nice because, you know, mainstream we see whites or like Americans, we see people who don't really look like us, who don't really like come from the same origins as us. They like seem or try to make it seem like they know what we're going through. So getting that from somebody's perspective must be nice.
I think it would have been a lot different had I just interviewed like everyone, like including white people, because you know they can't really speak to what it's like to be a person of color or like face racial discrimination in the workplace. So their experience is entirely different. So yeah, it was nice and comforting. Well, you know, it's not good to hear that other people are experiencing like bad things in the industry, but it's like nice to know it's not you, I guess, mm-hmm. not just you. Yeah, and it was also cool because like, you know, Duke's like a primarily white school. And so I did interview like a lot of people of color from Duke. So it was cool to like build that community because I'm going to go back at some point. So now I have like people I know that are professors. So I'll probably end up taking their classes. So that'll be nice.
Yeah. Maybe I'll take your class from here.
Oh my goodness. Thinking about the future, I'm thinking a month ahead is like, I don't even know what a month is going to look like from now.
So, kind of going back to like what you do for interviewing, you yourself are now, you've made a pretty big movement like in itself. Like you are now a big voice for people of color. How do you feel about that?
Well, I didn't know. Like I wasn't thinking about that before this. I don't know. I just feel like it's not my voice, you know. I'm just like trying to amplify other people's voices, but it's definitely been cool that I've had the opportunity to do that because before like the internet, before a lot of things, like if you weren't like a straight white male, you know, nobody was really listening to you. So it's definitely cool to be able to have a voice. So that's really great.
Do you think your platform will get bigger than what it is today? And like, if so, will you try to build that platform?
I mean, I'm sure if I like keep going, it'll get bigger. It's like weird to think about it again, because it's like I'm just in my closet on my computer, so it doesn't feel like real. Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, is to make it bigger. So, you know, it'll be exciting to see, you know, where this goes. I don't know where it'll be in the future. So,
like, what do you hope the people listening get from your interviews?
I hope they just get like a broader perspective, because so often, you know, we don't get to hear these voices. And so I just hope, you know, and to other people of color, I hope they feel comforted, you know, listening to people in the same boat as them. Yeah, and I hope they just have a broader view, gain that from the interviews, because I know I definitely got one. Night, was that all your questions?
I think so. We came up with I came up with pretty much all of my questions on the spot.
Same.
Nice. Nice. Well, it's been really cool talking to you guys.
Well, thank you for letting us interview you. Thank you for answering our questions and giving us your time.
Well, you guys were fantastic interviewers.